7:11, time to turn to sports. The Royals off Thursday. They'll return to action at the K tonight as they'll host Baltimore. Kansas City 12-7. Our pregame starts at 6 here on BW Radio. Royals just one game out of first place in the Central behind Cleveland. Ben Ross floated a single to center for a 7-6 walk-off win for the Wichita Wind Surge in the 10th as they beat Tulsa. For Wichita, that is the first game in 12 days they won, and they end a franchise record 9-game losing streak. Salt Hawk baseball team has won 4 straight following a sweep of Salina South on Tuesday. They'll try to extend it as they take on Goddard this afternoon. 8-7 Salt Hawks take the field with games at 4-6. Catch it all right here on HutchPost.com with Sean Boston. Former Hutchinson High School Salt Hawk and current Barton Community College Cougar Miles Thompson has been selected to participate in the 2024 NJCAA Men's Basketball All-Star Game. It will be Saturday, May 18th in Vegas at Orleans Arena. Mose Downing Rivers of Barton will join Thompson as the 2 lone representatives from the Jayhawk Conference. 6'7" redshirt sophomore from the Salt City averaged 14.7 boards and 37 appearances and 37 starts, but had a breakout national tournament as he averaged 20 points and 8 rebounds, helping lead the Cougars to a national championship. Kansas Jayhawks made a splash in recruiting world as Wisconsin transfer guard A.J. Storr committed to play at Lawrence. Storr, one of the most coveted guards available in the transfer portal after the season. He averaged almost 17 points, 4 rebounds, shot 43% from the field. He was named second team All-Big Ten. He'll immediately be eligible to play for the Jayhawks. Kansas Golf Foundation plans to add a pair of University of Kansas luminaries to its Hall of Fame. 2024 class includes a current PGA Tour player in Gary Woodland and a former one in Matt Gogel, both whom played at KU. Derby resident Woody Austin, also a member of this year's three-man group. Woodland, a 2007 graduate of Kansas, has won 4 events on the PGA Tour, including most notably the 2019 U.S. Open. That's a look at sports. Have a lead or story? Email HutchPostSports@EagleRadio.net.